and get it to you.
Okay. This is August 19th, 2026 at 6:31 p.m. This is a monthly meeting for Grand Isle Consolidated Water District. Water commissioners are all present. Janine Banks, Michael Inners, Matthew Brooks, David Banks, and William Ryan, and Rick Kohler. We have SOS operators Warren Stedman and Joe Dennis. We have Aldrich and Elliott engineer Jason Booth here, and guest Michael Miller. So, that having been said, are there any additions to the agenda? None. Okay, Bill, can you hear us now?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
You hear me?
Yes.
Good.
Review of previous meeting minutes. I circulated the July minutes. Anybody have any corrections, additions, or want to make a motion to approve?
I'll second.
Anybody move to approve? Okay, I will. And Bill second. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed or abstaining? Yeah. Nope. Okay. Questions from members? Anybody have any questions? None. Okay. Operators report.
Yeah, well, I was away for a week, so there isn't as much here. quite a few things, curb stops and valves being hit by the roadside mower this year. We had to repair a couple curb stops for someone, and then the road guy came over and stopped and talked to Warren and let him know he hit a valve box cover. But I wonder if we should try to be marking these a little bit better, the ones that are at least in the ditches. We had a little issue with Calgon.
On the curb stops and whatnot. I was wondering if how much of a project it would be to lower them. Is that possible so they wouldn't hit them? I know then you kind of lose track of them.
I'd rather not lower them. We can, but, you know, it kind of depends on where you're digging. You know, we're digging these things by hand, and this last one that we had to do was just, you know, all shale. It was not easy digging. Okay. Most of the time, they are not easy digging.
Well, then marking them, I imagine markers, you know, just disappear over time.
Well, the way we do it is take a piece of CTS pipe and stick it over a piece of rebar, 5 feet long, put a foot in the ground. We've started to put those out where they're needed.
Okay. And that also goes to the pipeline replacement project. You know, any thoughts on that, since they are going to be in residential areas? I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, we'll definitely need to, you know, find a good way to mark all of these new curb stops, especially since, you know, they're in areas where the weeds grow like 10 feet high. That's a good point.
Just something to think about.
We'll keep track of that. We've had a couple new connections this month, which is good. And then Calgon had an issue that they'd not received the payment, but I guess it was sent somewhere else. So once we got the email, the invoice, we were able to pay that right away.
Yeah, they sent the invoice to the plant. There's no mailbox at the plant, and it takes like months for invoices front deliverable mail to get back. So we just paid it off of an email invoice. You can't send things to 62 West Shore Road. They won't be delivered.
Yeah. And then we had one lien that was released for the property at Three Canoe Road. They had paid our agreed upon amount, and the remaining balance is now gone, and the lien is released.
Good.
And that's about it, unless you have questions.
Yeah, there's three liens remaining.
Okay.
The abandoned house on Adams School Road, the site where the house burned down in Route 2, and the Donaldson Road lot.
Okay, any other questions for Joe? Okay. Engineers report. That would be Jason.
Yep. You guys can all hear me okay?
We can.
Yep, good. So nothing major to report. As we discussed at the pre-construction meeting, we're expecting to see a schedule from Cortland sometime here before the end of this month, end of August. They were thinking sometime in the last week or so. So I'll follow up with them and just make sure we're still on track to see that. And then still expecting to have a mid-September kickoff meeting in anticipation of them starting. So we'll continue to stay on that and make sure we get the schedule in. And as soon as I get that, I'll share it with you, Janine, for you to distribute. I have seen the first submittal has come in. So there's materials that are being lined up, which is a good sign. So I think, you know, nothing has changed really since the pre-con on that piece. The only other thing I had, Michael Inners, did you get a response from Drinking Water SRF on that letter that we discussed last month regarding repayment?
Yes.
Oh, you
yes,
did.
That,
okay, good.
That turned out to be an error.
Okay.
They acknowledged it was an error, and we actually just finished putting together the paperwork in order to draw down the construction money from the bond.
Okay, good. So I had reached out to Amy Galford from Drinking Water on that project, and I expect, as you and I talked last month, we figured it was an error. We've had that happen on a few projects, both Clean Water and Drinking Water. So some sort of system error they're having on their end that's been producing these loan closeouts prematurely. So good. I'm glad that's resolved.
My belief is it's because of the gap, the long period where it was dormant.
Agreed. Yep.
They don't properly recognize that that it's just slow progress and not that we've abandoned the project.
No. Yeah. And they have a system that sometimes lags with depending on when updates are done within the system. And that largely lands with the SRF engineers and making sure that that's up to date. So all good. Good. I'm glad it's resolved.
Yeah. They thought we'd abandoned the project or I don't know if they thought, but the system thought that
the computer thought. The yeah.
Good. Okay. Any questions for me?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Jason. I'll look for the schedule.
Yeah, we'll do. I'll keep in touch, Janine. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Treasurer's report.
All right. Let me share spreadsheet. That visible to everybody?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. One thing, I'll just go right to the bottom. Just one point out one. There was a misposting of a batch of customer payments that was actually deposited to the operating account as it should be, but ended up getting posted to the East Rise account by mistake. So the corrected balances. I've scratched out the wrong ones here, and I can send out this corrected one if people want. But the actual reserve fund is 619, not 6555. And that you can see the money should have gone into the community bank. There was also a date corrected. It should have been in August. So just you get the wrong page in QuickBooks and you're entering away. Other than that, you know, there's really no major surprises that we weren't aware of. You know, propane is going to go over. As you can see, we haven't hit heating season yet, and we're already over. We have not yet made a purchase of the meters. See right here. I don't know what Joe's plans are on the timing of that, but that's a
yeah. We're getting very low, so I'll be placing a big order soon.
Yeah. Other than that, there's no real surprises on variances. We paid the carbon. We have been, you know, paying everything else. We are largely on track with where we should be for late, you know, for end of July. And we will start having some of the bond payments coming up again. We haven't had too many, but they're near the end of the year, so those will be happening. Actually seem to be going a bit above expectation on user fees. Because actually our largest billing will be the September billing. So we'll probably could go over, come in over budget on user fees, which is good. Any questions?
No.
Cool. All right. Since there are any other questions, I know Janine had other. We already talked about the premature bond payment being dealt with. We already talked about arranging for payments of the construction money to go into our checking account directly from the bond. We have capital plan. Rick, I copied you on an email I sent to Ashley Lucht. Those of us who've been around for a while will remember Ashley Lucht from our rate setting work about a decade ago. She is, at that time, she was working for the bond bank for a while. She now has her own company and is contracted with the state to provide assistance to water systems. We did follow through. We tried to follow through Northwest Regional Planning. They kind of sent us the state. The state wants us, if we go through the state, we would have to hire an engineer to do this work. And it would be a fairly complicated and bureaucratic and expensive process compared to what we really need here. So I've reached out to Ashley to see if maybe she's the right person. Rick, you've indicated you're enthusiastic about working on this. So definitely welcome your help. And Ashley should be copying you on any response that we get from her.
Yeah, thanks Michael, and yeah, sounds good. I'm happy to help out here where I can. So I've already started some work on this, so you can expect I'll follow up with you probably just to see what we've already got in place, if there's anything historical that could be useful as a starting point. But otherwise I'm kind of treating it like a start from scratch exercise, which is fine. I'm working through that step by step to kind of create a framework for the first few pieces, like an asset register and a few things like that. So, if you've got anything that you think would be useful as I'm working on that, if you could share that with me, that'd be appreciated.
Yeah, we have an asset inventory from a few years ago. Joe, okay. Do you have that handy, or do I need to dig it through my email for that?
I don't know where I have it. I'd have to look it up too.
Okay, we'll find it. It's from a few years ago. It's probably more detailed than we need to go. It goes down to like individual valves and things like that. We're looking primarily at major component systems, like, you know, the big boat, the big pump motors, you know, the probably down to sort of the chemical feed plant pump level, but not below that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if you could share that, I'll get to work on that and updating it or adding to it, whatever is the right course of action there. And then I think Warren and Joe, maybe I'll schedule a time with you guys maybe in the next couple of weeks to come by the plant and go through with you guys and just get your inputs there to fill that out if that would work for you guys.
Sure.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
So I think I'm certainly happy to have you sort of take that and run with it. Certainly help out though some of the history and the costs and things like that too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm expecting it to be kind of a team effort, but I'm happy to, I guess, quarterback it, if you will, and try to put the framework together, and then I'll be reaching out to all the respective people that have inputs in the different areas. So it's not just a Rick document, it's a collection of everybody's information and expertise. So that's the approach. But I'm not an expert at capital plans either. So as I get going and I have updates, if you guys have suggestions or input, I will get that as well.
Yeah, the main reason I was reaching out to Northwest Regional and now to Ashley is not so much the inventory and costing issues, but how to turn into something that looks like a capital plan to granting agencies. There's formats and things that information that they want in there. We want to make sure we have all the pieces so that, for example, if we do want to use this as a basis for a grant application, we have something that they look at and say, yep, that's a capital plan. That looks good.
For sure. And I'll check with Ashley as I get going on this, so that the structure and like the guidelines I'm following are based on like EPA best practices and things like that, like the agencies that would basically produce the grants following their guidelines. So if we want to do that, it'll be submitted in a form that they're expecting to see. So
yeah,
that's the plan at the moment.
We haven't had great luck with grants, but it doesn't hurt to try as long as.
We'll see if we can change that.
And even without grants, I think it'll help for planning, because we've informally been staggering replacement of things, but it'd be really good to make sure, for example, we aren't stacking up, $20,000 worth of things that need to be replaced in the same year.
Absolutely.
That kind of thing. Because we've been doing.
The asset register, I'd like to go through that with Joe and Warren especially, just to see like not only identify everything, but what's the health and like the useful life, the remaining, and then also like the criticality with those items. So create a schedule that makes sense, so we're not having big spends all at once.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Perfect. Well, I'm happy to help, Michael. So I'll be reaching out to you for inputs here and there as well. And then if you can share what you've got already, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'll go look. I have email going back for 15 years. So the problem is finding things in it. As you can tell, we weren't using the asset register as a really living document, because we do keep one with the accountant, but that's not at the. They don't keep track of what the equipment actually is. All they put in is the amount we spent and the expected lifetime, so they can depreciate it. But they don't really keep track of that it's the generator. If they just say, we spent $45,000 on a piece of equipment with a 20-year lifetime, but they don't identify what it is in their tracking. So,
okay, well, we can fix that.
Audits progress. We have the. I'm probably sharing, so you probably can't see what I'm sharing. Let me stop sharing. '23 audit. 24 audit should be coming within a week or two. And then 25 audit we have lined up. So we'll be catching up on audits. But 23 audit was a clean audit. Took a little bit to clean up a few things, but it's a clean audit. We'll submit it wherever necessary. The 25 audit will become more important because the 26 audit in particular, because we're going to be drawing down a lot of money for the water for the construction project. So we'll, but we're in good shape there, and we're getting in good shape, I guess. And bill pay through website has been one area which has not had good progress. It's been really frustrating. I spent a couple hours trying to get us activated. As Friday, I understand how white people would have end up going with like easy stuff, like going with Square or something, and just paying a higher rate, because they don't make it easy. I'm going to give it another try, but I think next month, if we haven't got it up and running, we'll just switch and use one of the, you know, Square or Clover or somebody like that. Like you see it, small businesses everywhere. It is, I got sent around to four people and eventually back to the first group. So just a total circular bureaucracy. That's been kind of frustrating. I do want to make sure that when we do the September bill, that we have an option available.
Yeah, that would be great. I know people are looking for that.
Yeah, it would also help with the problem with the ACHs is we get a lot of we get a 5 or 6% error rate, and the bank really wants it to be like 2. Because people read the wrong numbers off and everything else. Or they don't have the money, which gets it to NSF like a check, but they still count it against us. So at least with the credit card, we get paid whether they pay their bill or not. So if it gets authorized, we get paid. So that's been, I think that's it for the Treasury's report, unless people have other questions.
Rick has a question.
Yeah. Just a quick question for you, Michael, on the payment options. Is it possible, I'm not an expert on this by any sense of the imagination, but is it possible to set us up as like a recipient, like within bill pay, with a variety of different local banks?
Yeah, we already have that, and people do use that.
Okay.
And the bill, yeah, we can tell when they use it, because we get the check from the bank, you know, and so that lets them do a bill pay through their bank. And we do the ACH, where they call and give their checking account number over the phone. And that's where, you know, we're getting a lot of errors on those. But there are options. Okay. What people really want is credit cards. And the reasons for that are, you'd probably guess, they don't have the money, so they can't give us an ACH or a bank bill pay.
Well, also, I think people just put everything on credit card these days.
There are people who just put everything on credit cards. They like the points or whatever. That's just how they work. Yeah. They don't want to write checks anymore.
Okay. Any other questions for Michael? Okay. IT committee. Matthew?
Pretty quiet on this front. Nothing much to report.
Oh, I did have one question. Joe, actually, Hallam was there yesterday, yes, or the day before. What are they up to?
So we're giving them another shot to look at the computers. He had a second guy here, not from New Hampshire, and they were doing a deep dive into the computer. He sent an email, but I haven't had a chance to review it and follow up.
Okay. Very they weren't good. Making a lot of progress when I was there at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that's all I know. Okay. That's it, Matthew?
Yep. That's all I got for the moment.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Matthew?
We do have remote access set up now for Joe and Warren or anybody else who needs it. I assume it's just Warren and Joe who need it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll see. We may be able to fly by on the free version. If not, it's quite a bit cheaper than LogBN or TeamViewer.
How much cheaper do we know?
Well, if it's free, it'll be 100% cheaper.
Well,
if we have to pay, it's like $120 a year.
Okay.
As opposed to TeamViewer for four computers, one to charge us like 600.
Wow.
Jeez. Okay. And
Log Me In, I think, is a little bit was cheaper, like 320, was it?
Yeah, depending on how many computers.
Yeah. Right now, we have, for example, we have two computers hooked up to the HMI until Hallam straightens things out or somebody else straightens things out. So we need two right there. And this laptop and Joe's own laptop. So that's four right there.
All right. Well, let me know if you need help from me and I can do what I can.
Okay. Thank you. Does anybody have any old business to discuss? Anybody have any new business to discuss? Okay. Pretty quiet summer.
Jason dropped off. I think once we get to actual construction details, it's going to be really important to keep people informed of what's happening before the backhoe or the excavator shows up.
Yes, I know. I was just thinking about that before the meeting, actually, of how we're going to be notifying these people whose, you know, lawns we're going to be digging in and homes we're going to be at, how we're going to schedule all that. But I guess that will just happen. And as we go, it'll just happen and we will figure it out.
Yeah, I think we want to keep on top of it, though, because we will have angry people here if
yes
they wake up one morning and there's somebody digging up their front yard and they didn't expect it.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, I mean, it can be something that I just make phone calls and say, you are on the schedule for this date and this time. We'll try to let you know if things change. But that shouldn't be until... When do you think that we'll be looking at that happening? Any ideas? I guess Jason's the one to answer that, Joe.
Yeah, end of September, maybe. I mean, I can't imagine they're going to get too much done this year.
I just think maybe they'd get some of the mains in, but wouldn't work on the service lines.
Yeah,
I'm wrong about that.
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, I know I guess it all depends on if their other crew gets freed up in Colchester or not. You know, because right now for that whole project in North Hero, they just got an excavator and a guy in the hole. So it's taking a little bit longer than anticipated.
So could the engineers inform residences and businesses before they show up?
I think the engineer's responsibility is to contact the people.
Yeah, Warren just said that he thinks it's the engineer's responsibility to do that.
Hey, they have kind of indicated, if I remember correctly, that they wanted us to do that. So, again, that's something that we need to work on, and yes, I want to make sure that the public is well informed. Matthew is waiting for stuff to put on Facebook, although he keeps reminding me that I can put it up there myself. And you know, there's Front Porch Forum as well, and then the homeowners that are directly affected need to be contacted directly. So yes, somebody will be doing that, be it the engineers or maybe the engineers with an official letter coming from them initially, and then a follow-up with somebody just to make sure that they're going to be aware that next Wednesday somebody's going to be digging at your house kind of thing. But yeah, I want to make sure we don't have any angry people out there. I don't like angry people. I don't deal well with conflict, so. Okay, anything else? Okay, I can say it's 7:01 p.m. and looking for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Rick will second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Yep.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you very much. 7:01, we're done. That's got to be a record.
Yeah.
Not much going on. Michael, you can stop the recording.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to
do, yeah. And hopefully next month I'll have